Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be your host today along with Brigitte. This show is our special Festival of Humanity meditation for 2022. We're going to have more on that for Brigitte here in a couple minutes. So as you all know, due to the ongoing global circumstances for the past couple years now, we've been offering our show here once or twice a month in place of the normal in-person events we would usually hold over in our center in New Jersey. So if you'd like to stay informed about our future radio shows and down the line, the in-person events and expos that we'll have, please feel free to sign up for our monthly email newsletter on Brigitte's website, www.lightbridge101.com. Most of our shows lately, like this one, have been pre-recorded, so we normally email the link out to everyone a day or so after we've recorded the show. So with that, I'd also like to give out the website info one more time. To find out more about Brigitte and the services she offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And to find out more about me and the music recordings I offer, you can visit my website at www.mikesnydercc.com. On my site there, you can find my music, previous recordings of classes Brigitte has offered over the years, and all the links to both this radio show and the ones we had done on Voice America a few years back. So with that, I'd like to introduce Brigitte.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. And focus is on the Festival of Humanity. And it's so nice to connect with all of you at this time of the full moon. Once again, where we celebrate three special holy days, very much celebrated by the hierarchy of light. That focus, when you look at them all together at the Christ consciousness, or better yet, the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. The first full moon that is celebrated is around Easter and is known as the Festival of the Christ. And the Festival of the Christ focuses on the heart center, focuses on the vibration of love, the third ray of love, and is that aspect of the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. The second festival is the Vesak festival, which is celebrated at the full moon, the first full moon in Taurus, in the zodiac sign of Taurus, and that always follows the Festival of the Christ, and we celebrate Buddha descending into the Vesak Valley to usher the new frequencies of illumination to humanity, to Earth. And so we have the second aspect of the Christ consciousness, or the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, I should say, which is the flame of illumination, of enlightenment, of light, of clarity. And now with this one, with the next full moon, which is usually in June, the third full moon is the Festival of Humanity, focusing on Thy will be done through us. It is also known as the Great Invocation Day, because the focus goes towards our divine I am, towards the realization that we are an aspect of something greater. We are an aspect of God, so it's the great spirit of all that is. And with that, when we align ourselves and when we create the space necessary to let spirit to work with us and through us, we can bring heaven to earth. We can anchor higher frequencies of love and light here on earth, to bring about transformation, to bring about more of a state of peace, of love, of unity, consciousness here on earth that is so much needed at this time. When we can witness wars going on, when we can witness divisions because of political situations, there are so many divisions, so much fighting going on. We have shootings, we have desperate cries out for help, for attention. And so it is more than ever important that we align ourselves with our I Am, our divine essence, to use the power of invocation, the power of prayer, the power of calling down the divine here on earth through us as the channels and instruments to bring about much needed change. And Saint Germain, very much with the violet flame, embodies change. The violet flame is blue and red merged together, and it symbolizes bringing opposing forces together through the power of love and allowing it to merge to shift to another consciousness. And Earth and humanity is very much shifting to another consciousness. The pandemic that we've been experiencing for the last 2 years has brought many timelines for all of us to an end, moving us towards a new beginning, a new timeline. And therefore, even more so important, this day, this festival of humanity, to anchor a higher frequency here on Earth, to anchor a higher vision for humanity here on Earth, so that we can all step onto a very new path of experience, a new embodiment of self that focuses more on love, peace, and harmony. And this is always a good time to bring out some of the good old known invocations and affirmations. So one of the affirmations that I want to read to you at this time is the affirmation of the disciple, and I'm only going to read the short form to you. It comes out of the Alice Bailey books. It is channeled from the Hierarchy of Light, specifically coming from Ascended Master Dwight Kuhl. But I like to use it often in the morning, looking at the rising of the sun, bringing in that alignment with my spiritual self, with my divine self. And it goes like this. I am a point of light within a greater light. I am a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine. I am a point of sacrificial fire focused within the fiery will of God, and thus I stand. And often I add to that, not only do I say, and thus I stand, but often I add to that, and thus I stand in perfect union with my divine I Am. I am a way by which man may achieve. I am a source of strength enabling them to stand. I am a beam of light shining upon their way, and thus I stand in perfect union with my divine I Am as the One. And standing thus, revolve and tread this way, the ways of man, and know the ways of God, and thus I stand in perfect union with my divine I Am. Now, this was written in the 1930s, so instead of mankind, man was used, so you can certainly exchange that with mankind. But it really brings in that we are part of something greater. And that is the focus of the Festival of Humanity, to recognize that we are part of something greater, that we are not alone, that the universe wants us to succeed, and that the universe, spirit, God, source, creator, that vast our consciousness is working with us and through us to bring about positive change if we allow it to happen. And so Saint Germain always teaches about the divine I Am. The divine I Am is that greater part of ourselves, that intermediary between our human experience and source consciousness. And so it is the bridge that allows us to trust in something greater that we are part of. We can't always see as a human what that greater part is. We so often ask, what is our purpose on life? What is our purpose on earth? And we don't really know that. I always hear from the masters in simplest terms that our purpose is to bring love into the world. However we choose to do that is really up to us. That love is a true power that brings together, that unifies, that heals. And so when we look at our divine I am, that is our true resources, how to move into a place of love, how to find ways to release what no longer serves us and to bring in that higher knowing as to what path to take, what way to go, what to choose and what is not in alignment or in our greatest best. So we don't always know what's best for us. We think we do, but often it is our human self that makes choices out of fear and directs us not necessarily into that experience that brings us joy and happiness. And so when we learn to trust our divine I am more and bring that more into our daily invocations, then we can experience great change that then in turn allows others to witness this good change for them to make different choices as well. All we can do is set examples. And so another great prayer, which I will say at the very end, will be the prayer of Francis of Assisi, which just really reminds us of who we are and why we're here. But now it's time for Saint Germain to take over the Festival of Humanity. We are going to first play a piece of music that Mike has created. Thank you, Mike, for bringing this beautiful celestial music to us. If you want personal sessions from Mike, I can only recommend it. They are very helpful in these times of transformation. And hopefully soon we can have some live events again in Clinton where you can hear his music live as well. Very transformative. And I just talked to a doctor who works on neuroscience and improving brain capacity and healing of the brain. And he talked about the power of sound, the power of music, bringing healing to the body. And I can only say that is very true for what I've experienced with Mike's music. So if you want to look up what he's created, go to MikeSnyderCC.com. Meanwhile, we are all now going to step back, let the music speak. And for all of you, just close your eyes and just open yourself up to your divine I am, to that sacred union between you and your divine I am, so that you can truly experience the beauty of tonight's event. Greetings, my beloved children of the light. I am Saint Germain, and I come to you to celebrate the festival of humanity. After all, you've chosen to incarnate into human form at this time. I know that sometimes it's a bit uncomfortable for you, and yet here you are. And together I will find a way to help you uplift yourself a little further tonight, to open yourself up a little more to the power of your divine self, to allow the source energy to flow through you into your world and out of your world into the world of those around you. The idea is to set an example, to be the light yourself so that you can shine as a beacon of love and hope for others to find their way out of the darkness into the light as well. But first, I ask you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out. If you haven't done so, close your eyes and just allow with every out-breath to sink deeper within your own inner self. It is not so much that I want you to focus on the divine outside of yourself, but to focus on it within your heart center. Just allow the whole outer world to fall away for a moment. Envision yourself sitting on top of a mountain in the lotus position with your eyes closed, taking these deep breaths in and out, and allowing yourself to sink deeper within yourself. This is not just any mountain. It is the highest mountain on earth, and the whole world is beneath your feet. And you can feel the crispness of the night. It is clear. It is cold, and yet you're warm inside. It's a warmth radiating out from your heart center. And in the silence, you can feel and sense that it is night. And you open up your inner eye, and you see the beautiful full moon above your head. There's a serenity, a stillness surrounding you, and your whole nervous system calms down. Your muscles relax even further, and you're at peace. You know, at this moment, you're exactly where you need to be. There's no schedule. There are no tasks greater than sitting right here on top of the mountain, opening yourself up to the full moon and the stars in the night. And in this sacred moment, you can feel within yourself the duality of the human experience. On the one hand, you are form, but on the other hand, you can feel yourself being aligned with the spirit, with the part of you that is overlighting you. You can feel it. You know it is there, even though you might not be able to see it. And there's great comfort in the knowing that there's something overlighting you. And you close your eyes again, and you open up your inner senses, and you can truly feel the presence of your divine I Am. Such a curious name, I Am. And yet, it encompasses all. It encompasses that you are the I within all that is, that you stepped out as an individuated self to experience through form what oneness is all about, what grace is all about, what love is all about. And your divine I Am is your great director, is the part of you that knows. And so feel assured that there's a part of you not in form that knows. And so I want you to just within your inner self simply state for a moment, I am. And as you state for yourself, as in yourself, I am, you can feel that greater part of you merging more deeply within you, with you, into you, part of you. I am. And what that means is that you can truly be anything. You can choose and define yourself as an aspect of God, so as the great spirit of all that is. But the question is it in alignment with your higher self? And when you feel that alignment, you know, that you are moving in the right direction. There is no doubt your heart knows that this is the right path. And in this I am, you can open yourself up even further and you can feel that there's a light. A light that comes from far away, from the mind of God, the great spirit of all that is. And you can call that light down. You can call that light down to enter the mind of mankind. You can let this light descend to earth through you. And so open yourself up through your alignment to your divine I Am, towards that light of God that is not only filling you up, filling your mind up, but through your mind flows out into the world that is below your feet. Now equally open up your heart. You can feel a love coming down from source, from the heart of God, all the way down into your heart. This love fills you up. And from your heart out to the hearts of mankind, to awaken the Christ within. But more importantly, it is not about your will. It is about thy will be done through you. And even so, you so much want to know your purpose. You have to trust us. You have to trust those who walked the path of ascension before you, who are now working with you and through you as ascended masters for you to bring the will of God to earth. To the will of the divine, to align your purpose with the purpose of your I Am. Because it is through you that the plan of love and light and divine power shall work out. It is through you that any form of darkness or evil can be neutralized. Because you're bringing the light into the darkness, the love where there's fear, hope where there's despair, joy where there's sadness. You are the great unifier through your alignment with the divine I Am. That is the divine plan. It always has been the divine plan for you to awaken to your I am, for you to awaken to the power of transformation that is your heritage and birthright. You are the embodiment of the violet flame. Every step you take out into the world is a step of transformation. It's a step of illumination. It's a step of sharing your love with the world. Of course, there are times when the human experience pulls you into separation, pulls you into isolation. But haven't you always found your way back into the light, into oneness? Have you not always tread the path of illumination no matter what happened? Have faith, trust, and know that you are God within the vastness of all that is. The divinity within you has never diminished or become less. It has always been the same. It's only up to you to open up your eyes and acknowledge the I am that you are. Feel the truth of that. Now stepping up from behind you, out of the light of the moon, are Sanat Kumara and Lady Venus. Both of them are present at this time as representatives of the hierarchy of light. Because this is a time for you to recognize yourself as that supernal triad that you are. The masculine, the feminine, is seeking to unify within you through the power of love to bring a higher consciousness into you and through you out into the world. Receive now the divine empowerment as they are going to bring in and open up a portal for you to anchor the first ray into you so that you can own the role as a spiritual leader that is yours in your own unique way. Both of them are putting their hands on your heart, one in the front, one in the back, and they are doing ancient mantras now to open up the space, to open up above your crown a portal and opening that allows for the great Manu to be present and to infuse you with the activation of the first sacred flame, opening you up further to the great will of the divine to work with you and through you in the world. Allow yourself to accept this attunement as the music will take you deeper into this alignment. No. You can feel within you the seed of true divine power infused into you. This divine power is very different from the power concept of humanity. It allows you to truly hold the space of love and light around you, to not get affected by outer circumstances, but to stay true to your alignment to the higher mind, to the consciousness of something much greater than you. This in turn will affect your thoughts, it will affect your feelings, it will affect your well-being on a physical level. Now see yourself standing up as Anat Kumara and Lady Venus step back a little and look at the world below you. Now, beyond a doubt, that you are an instrument of the hierarchy of light, and that you also are a channel in your own unique way, whether you channel through the spoken word, through your actions, through your love pouring out from your heart, it doesn't make a difference. You are truly a channel of the higher frequencies of love, light, and divine empowerment flowing through you out into the world. Don't make yourself be less than you are. Don't see yourself as small. It does not serve you. You came to Earth to assist in awakening humanity to another consciousness level. You're doing exactly that. You're not failing. You're working against all odds, but you are making it happen. Trust it. Keep the vision of peace and love and illumination in your mind, and do not give up. Do not give in. Just when you feel overwhelmed, bring yourself back to your I am and remind yourself of who you are. I am love. I am light. I am divinity in physical form. I am on earth to bring about transformation from fear to love. But always remember the great invocation. As you face the sun, as the sun is rising within you too. The spirit within you is rising too, empowering you to empower humanity. And to remember that from the point of light within the mind of God, light streams forth to mankind. That light shall descend on earth. Just remember that. Light will descend on earth as long as you keep that vision alive. As long as you're seeing it, you're manifesting it. Integral part in this process. Just remember that. And the same with love. The love from the heart of God that streams forth into the hearts of mankind is through you, through your heart, through your love. That brings the awakening of the Christ again. Feel that as you stand and look upon humanity. Feel that. And it is, thy will be done through you. I cannot say it enough. To surrender, to let go of your human self and trust that the divine in you is strong enough to hold the space that spirit can work with you and through you, that your divine I am can infuse you with the strength and courage necessary to embody the higher truths that you stand for, no matter what the outer circumstances. Your divine I am is your key. Again, feel the strength of the mountain that you're standing upon as you look upon the world. This mountain, this strength, this holding you up is also your divine I am, but it is equally Gaia. She is holding you up because she knows of your significance, and feel her gratitude for your willingness to be on earth at this time of great awakening where you are needed the most. Don't think to yourself that you want to escape from this, that you're tired, that you're exhausted, that you can't do it anymore. Gaia needs you. Gaia needs you to invoke the light and the love, not only within your own self, but on behalf of humanity that you are part of. You are an aspect of the collective human consciousness. Therefore, when you invoke love and light, you invoke it for humanity. When you choose kindness over anger, you do this not only for yourself, you do this for humanity. You are a true warrior of love and light, and we are with you always. Carry the seed of divine power within you out into the world, and now that it is meant to open up and to support you to be the I am in physical form. Whenever you're ready, just focus back within yourself. See yourself sitting down again on the ground. Feel the stars and the full moon above you. Feel the balance within you of the masculine and the feminine. The divine light within your heart, the seed of divine power fused into your heart. And remember, you are an aspect of God's source, the great spirit of all that is. You are a co-creator on earth. Take a few deep breaths in and out. Allow the outer to dissolve. As you find yourself back where you started the journey from, back in your body, back in that room that you were sitting in, just slowly bring yourself back into the present moment. Open your eyes whenever you're ready, but stay as we are going to play another piece of music, because you want to integrate into your physical body what you've received. So just take a moment, relax, and allow the infusion of that, what you brought back to your physical body, to take place. Now that the integration will continue throughout the night and throughout the days ahead, drink lots of fluids and also understand that you're once again being rewired to hold more divine energy in your physical body. So that's the reason why fluids are so important, and find ways to keep your body cooled down. But this is a necessary process to continue in the transformational process that is taking place on Earth at this time, to gain momentum, to keep pushing love and light into that what is not yet ready to take in love and light, so that those parts of the human consciousness can to begin to make a different choice. Now we are going to finish with the prayer of Francis of Assisi, but I will let Brigida read this to you. I am Saint Germain. My love is with you always. And I know that you are truly bringing heaven on earth. Even so you sometimes don't see that about yourself, we can see it for you. Keep up the great work. Be vigilant always on that what brings expansion within your heart. And that is what you're meant to experience on earth. Blessings to you. And it is so. Namaste. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith, fear, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
All right. Well, what a great meditation. Thank you, Saint Germain. Thank you, Brigida. That was a beautiful prayer, Saint Francis, at the end. I really enjoyed that.
Well, thank you. Yes, it was beautiful. And I'm so glad that we could do this for the Festival of Humanity. This month, a lot is happening. We have the Festival of Humanity. We have the summer solstice, right? That's going to come up too. That's next, the week after the Festival of Humanity. So in a week from the full moon, we have the summer solstice. And then
we're going to have a special show. Dr. Anna Harvey, and she wrote the book, a wonderful book. We just don't have it in front of us right now. But anyway, we're going to be talking about her. It's called Using the LEP Frequency. Brigida's looking up the actual title. We've been reading it. We just got to look at the title here.
The title is Only Good Comes to Me, Introducing the LEP Frequency Tool by Dr. Anna Harvey. And it really focuses a lot on the violet flame and the divine I am. So very fitting for the Festival of Humanity. She has a very, very beautiful approach to the subject, brings it through with great clarity. I'm not fully through the book yet, but I'm reading it and I love everything so far. So we are going to interview her, and we will put that out for everybody to listen to then as well. We are very excited about that. It's very fitting for these times.
Think about it. We have it scheduled to record it about a week from now.
Yeah, but it's not going to be – we'll see when we're going to put it out, probably a couple of days after the
pre-record. Yeah. But we're looking forward to that. We had done this kind of interview before back in the fall with Garnet Schulhauser, who is also an author of many books. And now we're going to have Dr. Anna Harvey and see what she has to say about her work. So, yeah.
All right, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful full moon experience of the Festival of Humanity. And thank you so much for being part of the Sanctum Main Radio Show, for listening in. As always, without you, there wouldn't be the radio show. So thank you for being part of our lives.
And we wish you all peace and blessings.
All right. Love you lots. Peace out.